Hello, thank you for
Hello,
calling
how have you been
customer
today?
support. I'm fine. My name is Kaylin. I'm a supervisor here. Can I please have your zip code to locate your account, please?
Yes. Would you want my name or my address? What were you asking for?
Your zip code, please.
Oh, my zip code is 32708.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Don Smith.
You said Don Smith.
Yes, ma'am. I have a credit of $239.10 due to me. Initially, Keisha told me I was going to get it back on the 18th. And then when I didn't see it in my bank, I called back and talked to Morgan, when you're talking on the 17th of this month. She said they tried to issue it, but it wouldn't go through the bank. I'm at the bank right now with the teller in front of me. The card is a different card by three numbers, okay? The last set of four numbers is different because that card prior to that, there was fraud done on it. But it's the same, it ends in that, and I have the card in my hand. It's the same route number, the same account, and everything else. And I'm at the bank where they said to just put it on this card because that's how we need to settle it.
All right. And what was the
Okay.
address?
The address was 426 David Street, Winter Springs, Florida, 32708.
Okay. So your car. All right. Let me read over the notes. One moment. Give me one moment. So you're calling in for a refund, right?
Right.
And
Originally,
then.
I seen a charge on my card, and I called up and said, "What is this for?" "Oh, somebody wanted to try to see if they could get a free Dyson." "What are you talking about, free Dyson? I got three Dysons at home." And then they said, "Oh, well, we'll make it stop." And that was way back in June or something like that. Okay, you charged me all the way up to October before I was able to get it shut down totally. Okay. And so you end up taking $239.10 of my money that I never had agreed to or anything like that. So I just want the refund or something you took that didn't belong to you.
And what date was that?
The last communications, I was promised from Keisha on 1/18/22. They reviewed the account, and everything. They said, "Yes, Mr. Smith, you're entitled to a refund. You'll see it on your next bank statement." Next bank statement came out. It wasn't there. So I called up and I talked to Morgan on 2/17/22 of this month, and she said, "Well, we tried to issue the credit, but it wouldn't go through." And I said, "Well, the card is different." I explained to her about the fraud. I said, "There, I can give you the route number and the account number. It's still all the same." She goes, "Nope, you have to go to your bank and take care of it." Well, I'm at the bank in front of the banker right now, and she says, "Mr. Smith, we can't do anything but put it on the other card, you know." So that's why I'm calling you in front of them. I want to make sure this goes on my card, and I'd like to get it, make sure it's processed, and send me a confirmation. The text or something that is being done this time.
All right, would you allow me one moment? Let me look into the notes.
Okay,
I do
thank you,
have a
ma'am.
few, so let me just go over them and see.
No problem.
Right. I think when it says call TM Patrol.
Bottom line is, I don't know what promotions we put out there, who did whatever like that, but I wasn't involved in it. When I seen it the first time, I called and said, "Please make this stop." They said it would. And then you guys just kept running and running it. So they did investigations, and I'm entitled to all my money back, and that's all I want is what you took of mine that I had received nothing for. And I'm not even going to charge you interest on the money you took.
All right, give me one moment.
See, when people like myself, I'm an old man, and with coronavirus and everything back then, I wasn't checking my computer. I wasn't getting statements mailed to me. I wasn't paying attention. And then when I seen it again, I noticed that you when I talked to you back in June, and you built me all the way up to October after I asked you not to do it anymore. That's sad. So we're not going to go down there. Just give me back my money and we'll call it even. Because I'm not charging you. I get paid $42 an hour for secretarial fees and stuff through my company. And I spent probably in about 2.5-3 hours, you know, give or take, on a few phone calls to get this done. You know, again, I'm not charging my hourly rate on that. People got to stop leaving other people's credit card money around. You're not the only company that's done this stuff, but it's not right what they're doing out there. You need a paycheck, I can give it to you before you steal it from me. I give it to you first.
Okay,
so can I give you the credit card number? It's all the same. Like I said, it ends in 1571 and everything. There's the last set of, the four set of numbers is different. That's all. So it's it. And please do not run anything on this credit card. I'm saying that and recording.
Well, I don't need the credit card, sir. I'm just looking. I'm trying to wait to speak with somebody to see what I can do because you called in with your bank. We already refunded.
Listen, I'm doing what Morgan told me to do. She said I have to go to my bank and my bank can fix it up. I'm in here with my banker in front of her. She said she can't do nothing. You just put it back in the card. So, you know, we're not playing pass the buck today. We're going to play put the money back in the man's account. Probably open up a transaction with the trade commissions. I mean, you know, you guys took my money. I just want it back. I shouldn't have to beg for my money back.
Oh, they refunded.
Very, very nice about it up to the point.
So is the card closed that they're trying to, the card is closed, there's no way they can open the card?
Listen, the original card was shut down because of fraud, okay, because people decide to, you know, make charges on your card. They get your card number one time, and then they start just billing up all kinds of stuff on the bank, shut it down. So I got a new card. The only difference between this card and the other card, the third set of numbers is different. Everything off the first two set of numbers and the last set of numbers is all the same. The expiration date's the same. It's still the same bank account and still the same routing account. So it shouldn't make any difference. So if I have to give you this card so that it goes into the right thing, or I can give you the bank and the account number and the route number. And you can apply it that way, right, ma'am? Right, Tina? I can give you the route number and the bank and the account number if that's easier without you getting a new card number. And you can put the money in that way. You've got to have this. If you're a supervisor, you've had to have this come up once before. I mean, you can't tell me you're a supervisor. This is the first time this has happened to you. Because I don't know how you made supervisor status with people out there stealing the money the way they do, and this is the first time. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, and I know. You're not playing with somebody that doesn't know what he's doing. I've been in business for many, many years. What you did was wrong. Make it right today before I started adding fees on.
Well, I do apologize about the misunderstanding. So, yeah, when you did it, you did a meal plan. You were rolling a sweet state where you pay $1 to $5. You select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instant Pot, Dyson vacuum. You also roll in the meal plan app. So that's what that was for. Now,
I didn't sign up for nothing for this, okay? So please listen. I'm not looking for an argument, ma'am. You're a supervisor. Reverse the money. That's all we're asking for and let it go. Has there been through investigation and everything else? You've had my money since May of last year without interest.
Okay.
And if you can't fix that one, I need your supervisor, please. And then we're going on the clock.
All right, well, I'm the supervisor. I mean, we did look into it. It's something with corporate aid. I mean, they informed that you need to contact your bank. I mean,
listen, I'm at my bank. You want to talk to the bank? Listen, ma'am, I'm on speakerphone in the bank. I don't want to sit here in a shit match with you, okay? It's already gone through investigations, and through Keisha, I won. Through Morgan, I won. They put it through. Now, don't tell me because you're going to get on the phone and make it harder for me because that's not going to happen. Because what's going to happen next is I'm going to turn around and file a small claims court against you, and I'm going to rack up everything. I'm going to ask for $5,000 cumulative damages. And when they find out what you're doing and took my money, I canceled everything I was supposed to because I got documentation for everything. I'm going to get $5,000 instead of $231. I think you ought to cash out cheap now. I don't play around. I'll take you all the way there because you're going to have to pay for all the fees anyhow. That's the Florida judges decide. I've been 26 times small claims court. Lost my first one, won my next 25. Because I dot my I's and I cross my T's. I don't go in there unprepared. And I got everything that I've asked done properly with you people, and you kept going and taking my money for service that I never asked for or was never rendered. So what are you going to tell the judge? You just stole my money? Is that what you're going to try to say and think you're going to win? Please just give me back my money today. I ask nicely, please. That's the last time you're going to get that out of me. I've already went through the month of investigation and everything else. We started this back in December. Now we're going into March. Not going to hold my money any longer.
So you already investigated with your bank?
You listen, your people investigated. You went through and checked out everything I did. You got the notes in your file. Why are you trying to make it hard for me? It's already been approved to send back. Morgan even told you she tried to put it back. The credit's there. It just didn't go through. All you have to do is take the route number and the account number, and I'll give it to you right now and put it in the bank that quick instead of giving me such a hard time. Now you're beginning to PSS me off. That's the wrong thing to do.
All right.
Is this your money?
Am I taking
money out of your pocket? Because you're saying I should take money out of my pocket. Put the money back and you stop giving me a hard time. Or give me another supervisor, please. I'm not dealing with you like this, sister.
Won't you allow me one moment, okay?
You better come out with some good news, not negative news. Fucking people, I'm telling you, man. Shipping, you piss me off. I can slap her with a $5,000 lawsuit. I didn't get all $5,000, but I can get close to it for feeling the damages and everything else. For what? My name is 407-848-0608. Yes, ma'am. What's down? Yeah, that was the name.
So I have to call tomorrow, and I looked up the number for you. And then
listen, I'm not calling you Puerto Rico, so I want your card number.
What's
your
number?
You don't call me, I'll call you. I'll let you get a chance to call me first. Okay.
Okay.
Like I said, I'll show you my phone and I saved all the way up to where she said. I can't find the email.
It's day after the larger.
Well, it didn't come before, too. You know, maybe with the trust thing. You know, I went on online banking, I went on my phone, I went to emails, I couldn't find it. But she said, I'd be getting some, I need to fill it out, and then I need to follow up.
I need to get anything by mail.
Nothing. But I was ready to fill it out, and I don't want you to think I'm just lacking on it. And I've got all the documentation.
I'm staying here.
In the email. Yes, ma'am. So that's that one. Okay. Now you're going to work on.
You want
to get all the paperwork? You want to make copies of all the state and send it to your dispute department?
No, first I need to know what is the status on the loan, on the claim.
Which claim?
The one that we did it for you. That
one. Oh, okay, yeah, she's working on that one. Okay, I'm on the phone with that one, right? Which one?
No, 101.
Oh, okay. I know, but what do you mean the status?
I'll stay here.
What's that, ma'am? Hello?
Just letting know I'm still here.
Okay, all right, I'm talking to my banker. Okay, the status is... I pulled the deals back on.
No. I understand. I need to know why you didn't receive any paper to sign.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So I need to find that out.
Rosie,
what is this one? What am I
okay, well, that's this one. This one's done. Okay, so sign. I need you to take copies of all the stuff that you can send to the street department, the ones that took my money. They told me to go to my local branch and give them all the information. First of all, where did you get the contract in there that I got? Oh, I got it all. Where'd it go? Hang on. I'm going to send them both contracts. You can make copies of the whole contract. It says right there, when it stopped, I paid that. I have the breakdown of all the months I paid. Okay, I get all the things back. How are they going to give my money away when the contract stops in November and they keep going?
I'm staying here.
To the dispute department, the one that overturned the money. I sent back the money, and I was on the phone walking my dog because it took 2.5 hours before I finally got talking to her. I ended up walking my dog, and I didn't have a pen. She said, just go to your local bank. She's going to put a claim. In fact, she was supposed to send me an email saying something, okay? I've checked out. I'm going to check the email. And then she said, go to the local branch, give them all the copies, they'll forward it to her, and she's going to look at it again. if you can't look at this and see that I was overcharged and everything else, that money should come back to me. And I mean, how are you going to dispute something when it's an open contract? It's done. I paid for everything and you're taking more money.
I'm sure to see the email. Then we
yeah, I'll look for that. Okay. Okay. So this is the personal. I'm going to make front back of that, whatever you got to do. Here, and this one's from a gym membership, okay? I'm sorry to do this to you, but she told me to do this, okay? Here's all the fees I paid, the dates and everything I paid. It came out of your checking account number, and I'll give you the account number and everything.
I'm still here.
All the fees over here. Okay, I'm here. Here's all the monthly fees. Here's all the personal training fees. I broke it all down. Here's the overcharge, $900 they overcharged me, okay? Here is just so that she has all the proof in the world, okay? Here's just a couple of their statements just showing that they got payments just to show you that. And then I went ahead and I put all this in there for you. I put in who I spoke to from member services, so they have his phone number, his account number, and everything, okay? And what he said, that the contract was up in there, that we just keep billing people.
Okay, so okay, yes. So they explained that you would have to call your credit card company as far as the refund. There's nothing that we can do.
Okay, what did you say, ma'am?
You have to speak with your bank. They would have to assist you with that refund. There's nothing we can do.
Here, tell her that. Here's the banker.
Yes, ma'am.
It's nothing we can do as far as that charge.
So you cannot get a credit to a different debit card number?
So, I mean, as far as a refund, we cannot refund at all. He will have to go through the bank, through you guys. It's nothing we can do. Right. You know, you guys are the ones that are able to assist with that charge. There's nothing we can do. So that's what they're explaining when he called in.
Okay. So, okay, let me clarify this. We cannot do from our end. So I know he spoke to somebody, and actually I spoke to somebody a little bit earlier that they tried to put through the credit on the 18th. I think 18th or the 17th of January. And because of the card was shut down, anytime we have fraud or anything, we have to shut down the card to protect clients. So I was, and I, when I told her that, and then she said that I'm going to transfer you to the supervisor. She will take the new card to put back the money.
All right. Well, yeah, it's nothing we can do as far as the refund is at all.
What does it matter if it's the same account number and everything? The only thing that changed was 3 digits in the number. I need to speak to your supervisor because you're doing something wrong there. If you were already authorized to put the credit back, you're not. I don't know where your brain's coming from because I'm at the bank. The bank, the card goes with this bank, okay? And they're telling you that to use the Easy card or we're going to give you the account number and the route number. It's the same thing that you charge to the other one. Can you speak to your supervisor, please?
Would you like one mama, let me find someone to send you over to, please.
And you know something? You might want to listen to this, because if you're a supervisor, you're going to have to learn how to do this, because this can happen to you more often than before, because this happens every day. I can't believe you're doing this, but if you want to run the chain, run the chain. Okay, so.
All right, would you like one mama?
Bitch. I might be overkilling it with this, but. Like I said, I don't lose when I go to court. And you know how you win? You have all your dots and all your information. So this is who I spoke to at customer service from LA Fitness. So the date, his account number, everything there, and him telling me that they keep going. Okay, so there's that. Just letting you know that this is to say that this shows when I got hurt and everything. And what's that? Oh, I don't care. That's that.
One moment.
I'm just trying to show the payments and everything where they can't, you know, how are they going to not give me back my money, man? I did everything right. They're lying. So I'm giving her all the information she needs.
All right. So I'm sending you over now. Thank you for calling customer support.
Hey, can I get your name, please, ma'am? Hey, whoa. I need your name and your badge number, please.
Kaylin, I don't have a badge number.
Hang on, you're a supervisor?
Yes, correct.
Okay, spell your name, please.
K-A-Y-L-E-N.
K-A-Y-L-E-N?
Correct.
Did you? All right, E-N, and do you have an extension or anything?
so they would know who you spoke with. I didn't notate the account.
Please do, because you need to go back to your training class to find out how to fix things. Because if you're a supervisor, God help that company. Thank you. I'll wait for
your
other supervisor.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Not when I talk to you, that's for sure. I'll have to note that in the file because I'm not playing games.